It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. So delighted that you are praying with me today on this Sunday. So delighted to have you on this 14th day of December 2014. Christmas time is approaching, and we're praying today. And we are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, on the air anytime, day or night, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thanks for joining us during the next hour of power, knowing that we are a force in the earth when we pray. We have a lot of things to pray about today, including an interview with a man who is a pastor and a businessman. So let's get started. And we're going to start today by praying for our nation, the United States of America. And there are some things going on in this land that we need to be praying about. And we are deep in debt as a nation, and we are in deep trouble. And unless we have revival, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the final days of America as we know it. Somebody said, well, you just need to be positive. Well, I am. But I'm also, as a prophetic voice, as a prayer and prophetic voice here in America, I'm also accountable to tell the truth and to share what I see coming, what is happening in this nation. And so, we as Christians, we must be discerning of our times, just as it was in Bible days when it said the sons of Issachar had an understanding of their times. We must have an understanding of our times, what time it is. And we need to be very alert, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be very alert. We're approaching, rapidly approaching a one-world government. We're rapidly approaching a one-world monetary system, a paperless society. We're rapidly approaching the coming of the Lord. And Christians must be prepared. We must be a nation prepared for the coming of the Lord and for the coming crises in America. Because if we do not have revival, if we do not have a spiritual awakening, there is coming a crisis in America in 2015. We must be alert. And as a man that has been in ministry for 48 years, I'm telling you that we must pray, that our only hope as a nation is prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And the church must repent. The church, we must repent. We must repent. We must repent as a church. We must repent as a nation. We need to be called for a spiritual cleansing. So help me pray right now. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name on this Sunday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, Lord, that your will be done during the next hour. Lord, you said, could you not tarry with me? Could you not pray with me 1 hour? And so, Lord, I just pray that during this next hour, Lord, this is not just a broadcast for people just to listen to. This is a broadcast for people to pray. And why don't you just take a moment, just pray for me, Dale Gentry, as I lead the prayer this hour, as I lead prayer 24 hours a day here on internet radio. Would you call my name in prayer? Ask God to bless me, protect me, give me wisdom, give me discernment, give me favor, and give me partners who will invest in what God has called me to do. And so I believe that I'm good soil. My wife, Jean, and I have been married for 53 years. We've been in ministry for 48 years. Would you just pray for me a moment? I would appreciate it and agree with me for the prayer session today. Father, we just pray for our nation today. We pray for a spiritual awakening. We pray that you would awaken this land. A little bit later in the broadcast, I'm going to begin to recognize cities and churches all across America. You know, we have 950 churches that are praying with us, and we have 679 cities. And if you, if your church or your city is not represented, then you can, I'll give you some information on how you can do that. But let's just pray for some individuals today. Let's pray for Jeff Davis, who is in a Houston hospital. He's from the church in Clewiston, Florida, and he's had a major surgery. He's going to be in the hospital for a couple of more weeks. Let's pray for Jeff Davis. Let's pray for Pastor Doug Carter, who has a malignancy in his body. He needs healing. A great church there, First Assembly of God Church in Ellisville, Indiana. Let's pray for Harold and his business. He's opening businesses in different nations of the world. Vicky needs healing, has health issues from being overweight, and let's just pray for other needs that are represented. And if you have a prayer request, we have a national prayer team that is waiting to pray for you. And you can just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there's a place to put in your prayer request. So today we pray for Jeff Davis. Lord, would you just agree with me for Jeff, who needs healing? Mighty man of God there in South Florida, we pray for him, Lord, in this Houston hospital, that you would minister to Jeff he and his wife Pam. And I pray for Pastor Doug Carter, First Assembly of God Church in Ellettsville, Indiana. I ask that you touch this man of God and bless he and his family. Bless he and that congregation of people there in Ellettsville, Indiana. We pray for Harold, who is a businessman, and we're going to be talking about businesses today on this Sunday, because we not only need to be praying about the church, we need to be praying about the gatekeepers in the church, the entrepreneurs, the business people that God desires to bless, so they can bless the church. They can produce funds for their local church as well as other ministries. And I'm here to promote the local church and say the first part, the first 10% of the finances need to go to the local church, plus some additional seed that you're sowing as you contemplate where you're going to sow seed into other ministries. The house of God, your church, the man, woman that watches for your soul, they come first. But we pray for all the business people, and we're going to be doing some more of that in just a little while. We pray for Andrew, who needs healing. We pray for Vicky, who needs healing because of health issues. And health issues from being overweight. And so we pray for Vicky today, for her healing, and give her ways to overcome this weight issue. Father, we pray right now for people that are listening today that have some health issues because of their weight problem. We just ask God that you just minister to them in Jesus' name. I know that many, many people are being challenged with being overweight. And it not only causes health problems, causes some emotional problems, some depression, a loss of self-worth or self-value. And so we just pray today for those that need ministry in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We pray for every other need that is represented here. The people that are listening to BPN Radio today, we just pray whatever their need is, Lord, healing or salvation or deliverance or financial help, or maybe they are without a job, whatever it may be, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you today because there is power in prayer. And if your people pray, we know that something happens. What a force in the earth when your people pray. And so we just declare that people all across America are joining us today in prayer. And we're going to pray.
The armies of the Lord.
We're a part of the army.
Picked up and dusted off their swords. Vowed to set the captive free. And not let Satan have one more. What if the church for heaven's sake finally stepped up to the plate? Took a stand upon God's promise. And storm hell's rusty gates. What if his people pray?
Well, it's a delight to have with me today here on BPN Radio a man that I have been in relationship with for about 27 years, since 1986. A true friend of mine, a man that has cared for my soul, watched for Gene and I, and pastors a great church in Austin, Texas. And so it's good to have with me today Bill Hart. And Bill, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio on this Sunday.
Well, Bill, it's great to be here as well. I tell you what, we really love you guys, and what a great journey we've been on these last 27, 28 years with Dale and Gene Gentry, and how you contributed continually to the growth of our church, both numerically and spiritually, and how you've supported us has just been phenomenal. And, you know, truly you've been a prophet to our house, and how you've spoken into our lives has been invaluable over the years to build us up, but to give us the faith and the courage to keep doing the work of the Lord during tough times. And so it's exciting to be with you today. I'm so stoked about your new venture with your BPN Radio and all that God's working through and doing in your lives.
Well, thank you, Bill, and you've been a vital part of our journey. You and your wife, Sue, have been true friends, and, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and I after we pastored for 18 years. When we started traveling in 1985, the Holy Spirit said, don't go from place to place, but go where there is a relationship, go where there is a connection. So when we came for the first time in 1986 to Austin, we knew immediately that we had a relationship with you and Sue, and it's been an honor to help you celebrate 30 years as pastor and founder of the church, Cathedral of Praise in Austin, and I was so honored to be able to minister on your 30th anniversary and the 30th anniversary of the church and see the progress that has been made. And, you know, you guys have been very faithful. You've stayed through many storms, much stormy weather, but you've came out. God is blessing the church, and you've had a wonderful journey. And I know that you started out in Mule Shoe, Texas, didn't you? Tell us a little about your background there. Then I want to ask you some questions.
Yeah, I grew up in a Mayberry environment in Mule Shoe, Texas. Of course, I was born in 1948, and my granddad had actually was one of the founders of Mule Shoe back in 1913. Was one of the first mayors there. My dad was a mayor, so I really enjoyed my childhood. And in 1966, graduated from high school, moved up to West Texas State University. Received the Lord in November of 1970, and was also called to preach about that same time. A very dramatic encounter with the Lord. Started pastoring full-time only 6 months after I got saved. I pastored a little church, Circleback Baptist Church, and I'm still praying that, I kind of feel sorry for those people that I preached to. I didn't know anything except I love the Lord, I just want to thank them. Most of them are in heaven now for putting up with me.
Yeah. Well, you had a great start, and then you begin to have some encounters with the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're talking about today is signs, wonders, and miracles in the church. And there are some people, I'm sure, even pastors that are listening today here on BPN Radio, and they would love to have signs, wonders, and miracles. And you know, you might just talk about your journey, how your journey's been filled with signs, wonders, and miracles here for a few minutes, and the value of signs, wonders, and miracles, and then we just want to pray for people and pastors.
Yeah, Dale, we started out as Baptist, Southern Baptist. God bless the Southern Baptist. I'm still an ordained Southern Baptist pastor, but in 1973, I had a radical encounter with the presence of God in Louisiana, of all places, baptized in the Holy Spirit, radically transformed. And my Southern Baptist days were soon over after that. And we've started another church there in Lubbock called Paramount Church. And during that season in 1973, we had a great encounter with the presence of God. In fact, on the day of Pentecost, 1973, the literal presence, the glory cloud of God entered that building, is visible for everyone to see it, and it revolutionized what we were all about in that moment of a twinkling of an eye. We were thoroughly immersed in the presence of God, and so since then, my heart has been for the glory, for the presence. And out of that flows the signs, the wonders, the miracles. The very glory of God is what gives us that power to see the things happen that we only sometimes read about in the Bible. So we've been privileged over the years to see incredible miracles, yet we've never really focused on that as something of a goal. We keep focusing on the Lord as our goal, because it's in His presence that things happen, and the changes or transformation comes. You know, we're transformed from glory to glory, from image to image. And it's been wonderful to see. And, you know, one of the things I encourage people, everything you start out with, it's sometimes it's easy to start out, but completing the race is really the challenge. And thank God after 40-something years, we're still here running that race, contending for the presence.
Well, talk about a little bit what we mean about signs, wonders, and miracles, and the value of signs and wonders and miracles. Are they for the Christians? Are they for the believer, the unbeliever? Might just share a little bit about that.
Well, I believe we live in a time now in the history of our church where it's a critical juncture, because a lot of what we call charismatic, spirit-filled churches, whether denominational or independent, have really forsaken pursuing the presence of God and the signs, wonders, and miracles. And I think that obviously when miracles happen or healings, it definitely influences the unbeliever, but I even feel it's more important for the believer in this hour to really see the hand of God move. And because there's so many Christians, even charismatic or full gospel Christians, that I don't know if we really have the faith anymore to really believe God. We kind of fell back into that pattern of trying to create and build churches based upon the way man would do it, other than how God would do it by His power, by His presence.
Yeah. Well, I believe that, and I know that being a part of your church, that there's a lot of time where people are just there's a lot of worship and people soaking in the presence of God. And a lot of people say, well, why do you take so much time? But I'm sure that it's that your goal is to get people into the presence of God, right?
Correct, Dale. We had to make a choice years ago. In fact, I came to a critical juncture in 1989. Was I going to build a church with my natural talent, with my intellect, with whatever I might have of that, going up in mule shoes, not a whole lot probably. Was I going to build it with charisma? We're going to build it with programs, or we're going to build it through systems? And the Lord really spoke. He said, unless I build a house, you're going to labor in vain.
Yeah.
So we really made it our goal. We don't always achieve that goal, but our goal is to give a place for the Holy Spirit and to simply allow Him to do what He wants to do in the midst of us. And so we've never gone the route of trying to create services that are easy for people to come in and just plug into with no challenge. We really believe that to really know the Lord, it is a challenge in our life. It does stretch the very limits of who we are as human beings to really come into the presence of God. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to come into. It's not an easy thing to maintain. When I say it's not easy, of course, faith creates that. But if you really have a hunger for the Lord, it's something you have to commit to, and you just can't do it on your terms. For some strange reason, God still has this strange concept that He's God. And so we want to keep coming and presenting ourselves to become those people that can really impact the world.
Well, I certainly believe that, and I do know that that much of the church world, particularly in America today, has fallen into this concept of we go to church and we have three or four songs and it's pretty well programmed to an hour, and I've even saw a sign not long ago, a 30-minute church Sunday, and I'm wondering what happens if someone is 15 minutes late. So You know, it's been programmed by man, but I know that at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, it's a very different atmosphere where you come in, you spend time worshiping God, lingering in His presence. There's a manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, and I've never ministered a time in my 28 years of ministering there where I've not felt the anointing or the presence of the Holy Spirit or freedom. And so I'm thankful for that. And you might tell me some of the signs and wonders, miracles. We talk about miracles. I'm sure we're talking about not just healings, because I know there's a difference between healings and miracles, but miracles are something that that is very supernatural, that God works in ways, growing out limbs or whatever it may be. I know there's a lot more to it than that, but some of the significant things that you've seen that has just been confirmations of the presence of God. Or I know this is a kind of a controversial subject, but I think we just can meet it head on here, because I know that you're not a fly by night guy. You've been pastoring one church for 30 years, but just tell me some of the signs maybe and the benefit of those.
Yeah, Dale, we've been very fortunate and blessed there at Cathedral of Praise over the years to have some amazing things happen. We've actually had visible manifestations of God, and that's pretty unusual. And it's very controversial as well. You know, as I mentioned, back in 1973, we had the visible cloud of glory come into our church. So, well, beginning about 1999, we began to have another special time of visitation begin to come into our church. But we actually had a visible manifestation of the Lord. We would have what we call feather glory. There'd be swirling feathers that would be up above our heads at the altar area. We had smoke clouds that would come in. We've had all kinds of different light appearances. I almost call it like a extraterrestrial experience where there's different light show. We call it a light show. We've had gold dust that literally, in 2004, we redid our carpet in the church. And I was called down to the church by the contractor. He was actually remodeling the whole sanctuary. They were taking the old carpet up that had been there since the late 80s. Workers were astounded because underneath the carpet was the whole floor had this gold flecks all over it, completely covered, as well as on the platform. It was on top of the padding, underneath the padding. And I estimated there was millions of flakes of this gold dust. And we had about 100 people come down and witness that. Of course, the laborers were there. We had to make a decision. I said, just cover it back up. So I tell people when they come in, they're walking on streets of gold. we had gold that manifested on us, piles of it. I mean, diamonds have appeared, a seven-sided diamond that was perfect. Took to a jeweler, it was a perfect diamond. All kinds of things like that, just over and over again for several years there. We had that manifestation, and we're not so much now as we did then, because I think it was a season and a time where God was saying that He is coming back soon. It's time to move into the presence. And so we saw these, we call them signs and wonders. And unfortunately, a lot of people rejected that when it came, and our church actually went down. But now what the fruit of all that is this. I think God is creating community upon the earth. He's creating a people that have such genuine love for God and love for one another that it literally is astounding. And one of the characteristics of what I'm believing for at our house is that we become this people of unity and community that manifests the love of God through our unity and express through joy. And so we're seeing that happen, and this bonding together, this oneness. You know, the Bible says that they're going to know us by our love. So the greatest sign and wonder that we're seeing happen now is not the manifestations of outward things coming, but it's this inward birthing of this great love for God and this unity of people that really witnesses to the world that people can actually walk together and be one together in the Lord, because Christ is not divided. He's one man, and He wants to express Himself through that one man.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting times.
Well, it really is. And I want you just to touch briefly And then I want you to say a prayer. But I know that you have been involved in the marketplace for many, many years. I think years ago as a pastor, when you began to get into business and you served in business as a business owner as well as a pastor, I think you were kind of a lone wolf there. But I think you broke some territory open to people that can not only be in ministry but also in business. And I know that your church congregation is filled with business people. And of course, I began to get that prophetic word over your church years ago. But I just sense that that God desires to raise up incredible entrepreneurs in these days who help finance the end time harvest. And I know you have a burden and you're connected with some major business and corporations across America, different parts of the world. And so I believe that would be not only an opportunity to pray for pastors today, but to pray for business people also. And you might want to share just a little bit about that before we pray. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dale.
Okay.
I lost you for a minute.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, about the pastors and business people and all that.
Yes. Okay. Hang on just a second. We'll give a little stream here so they'll know to edit it right here. Edit this right here.
You there, Dale?
Yeah. Okay. We're ready.
Okay. Yeah, Dale, you know, the thing about business and economics is really interesting. You know, in fact, a lot of it started with me. I've been in business over the years, off and on, and becoming successful in the early 90s and doing independent distributor work. But in 1995, while I was at your meeting with Pastor Bob Nichols' house, I believe in Fort Worth, you prophesied to me that God was going to elevate me among business people. And that afternoon, I actually went back to the hotel and wrote down on a piece of paper a plan. And this was like September, October of 95. And by 96, by February, we'd actually opened our business called Kingsway. It was phenomenal how fast all that came together. In fact, the whole plan came in one day, right after you spoke the prophetic word.
Wow.
And it was a great time there. We had the company for about 10 years, and for different reasons, we're not in that now. But I really believe that part of this, the kingdom that's coming on the earth today, is recapturing and not only into the arts and to the political and different realms, you know, the influence of the kingdom. I believe that there's the great influence of the kingdom for wealth is coming as well. And not for the greed and the things that we've seen in the past that men have used it on their own self, but for the advancement of the gospel. And so I really feel like there's an anointing. There's a time that people need to lay hold right now and reach into the anointing for God to give them the wisdom to create wealth. And it takes a commitment, hard work, but most of all, it takes a divine wisdom and a divine heart and mind in order to come into that place of success. We're having a Kingdom Wealth Conference, by the way, at Cathedral of Praise in the month of January. It's going to be incredible with Lance Wall now, who's one of the leading spokesmen out there now, January the 15th through the 17th. Chris Dallaton from Bethel Church, Georgian Banoff, and famous author Ted Decker, who sold over 20 million books, will be one of our speakers. And then, of course, I'm going to be a speaker as well, Kingdom Wealth Conference. And we'd like to invite all of you to come to that, because it's going to be a great time of exploring and reaching into this concept of the wealth of the Gentiles is laid up for the righteous.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, I believe that we're the head and not the tail, and I believe that God is transferring finances from the hands of the unrighteous into the hands of the righteous. It's going to be a great conference. That's January the 15th through 17th.
That's correct. You go to copaustin.com, and you can find details there to register.
Okay. copaustin.com. copaustin.com. Well, that's going to be great. Well, Bill, it's so good to have you here. I'm so thankful that you're on the program today. And Bill Hart, my wonderful friend, man who's cared for Gene and I and watched for us. And why don't you pray for pastors today? and also pray for business people. We can just for the next couple of minutes, we can pray for both. So you just go ahead and pray for us, Bill.
Okay, well, I just, in the name of Jesus Christ, I reach my faith out, and I pray that those that are listening today, that are pastors or business people, or those that are aspiring, that the courage of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit would be yours, that you would humble your heart, reach in by your own heart to cry out to God in this hour for Him to give you divine wisdom and revelation, and the Lord would equip you and empower you to lay your hand to the task at hand, that God would bless you, God would open doors for you, that He'd be the door opener of the Lord, and He would cause many things to come your way, many opportunities, many divine connections to be placed before you, and that you'll have the insight, the spiritual eyes to see what God has for you. I pray that God will give you a renewed hunger for His presence and a hunger to humble yourself before Him. Let Him cleanse your heart. Let Him fill you with His Spirit and give you such faith that it's a faith that overcomes the world, a faith that is mountain moving, a faith that creates and it tears down and creates and brings forth and brings new life to situations that appear to be dead. And I pray that God will give you that today, that you be filled with the divine strength and power that overcomes everything in its way. And I bless you today in Jesus' name. I thank God for everyone that's listening. And I pray that today is the best day of the rest of your life, and that you will be on a new course and a new direction of great victory and success in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you, Bill, for being on the broadcast today. Pastor Bill Hart, pastor of Cathedral of Praise.
You're my friend, Bill Gentry.
We're going to be friends forever. So you can go to copaustin.com to find out more about this great church and the conference coming up. Pastor Bill Hart, Cathedral of Praise, Austin, Texas. Thanks for being on today. God bless you.
Bless you too.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Bill Hart from Cathedral of Praise, Austin, Texas, for being on BPN Radio. We're praying for gatekeepers in the church, the business people, the businessmen and women, the entrepreneurs, those who have God ideas, witty inventions, revelation knowledge, and those who have been called to receive the transfer of wealth that is coming from the hands of the unrighteous to the hands of the righteous. And we just pray again, Father God, that you would bless these business people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to remind you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, your host. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to start a 24-hour internet prayer station. And so here we are, and obeying the voice of the Lord, pioneering this prayer station. And I'm so thankful. And we really appreciate the support of our listeners. And we have a lot of finances, but I know that if you would like to invest into good soil, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there is our website. And you can click on, I'm going to go to that right now, just this moment. And I'm on the website. And you see the flag with the microphone up there. You see my picture at behind the microphone. And then you see three ways to pray with me. All the way down, you go all the way down, there's a donate button. And you can click that donate button and you can make a donation by PayPal or using your credit card. And we would be grateful, thankful, if you would make an investment, or you may pray about being a monthly partner with us here on BPN Radio. And we would be thankful and grateful. Father, I just pray you'll speak to people today that is listening to this broadcast about making an investment into BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, And I just pray that they'll just respond to your voice right now. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit what He would have you to do to invest in this ministry. Just take a few moments, just say, Lord, speak to me. And He may just give you an amount today. Lord, I pray for people today that's having some financial difficulties. I ask, Lord, that you just minister to them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would supply every financial need. We know today that there's no pressure like financial pressure. And so we pray today, Father God, for those who have financial needs, those that would like to maybe purchase some gifts for their family members this Christmas season, but they just don't have the funds. I just pray, Lord, that you would minister to them, particularly single mothers who may be bearing the brunt, maybe working one or two jobs, maybe two jobs, three jobs, who knows, in order to support her family. The father's not in the home, and the mother, the single mother, is having to bear the financial responsibilities. Lord, I pray for these women today in Jesus' name that you would minister to them. I pray today for those that are here listening to BPN today and they're in pain. And, you know, if we today are not in pain, we have so much to be thankful and grateful for. Because there's so many people that live with pain every day. They try to balance their medication. They try to find some relief. Maybe they're having treatments, but the treatments have not been very successful. I pray in Jesus' name. I pray for my prayer partner, Bob Schaefer, who's gone through four back surgeries, still having some pain. I pray for him out there in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Just give a shout out to Pastor Bob Schaefer, who's ministered to thousands and thousands and thousands of people over the years, praying for them, standing for hours, ministering to them in Jesus' name. I pray for pastors today. That they still have a lot of ministry inside of them, but their congregations feel that they are too old, too out of touch, and even though they would love to pastor a church again, even though they would like to lead a congregation again, that opportunity is not there because so many people feel like that maybe they're too old now. And so I just pray for this people group. I pray for these pastors that they would come out of obscurity, and I pray that they would receive honor to whom honor is due. And on this Sunday, I do pray for pastors everywhere who are actively leading their churches but are so discouraged because of the divisiveness inside the church, inside the congregation. And they are not free to lead a church. Maybe they are controlled by a group of people that have the oversight of them to hire them or fire them. And they live in daily fear because they have no other source of income rather than the monies that are provided to them as the pastor of that church. I bind and break all controlling and manipulating spirits in the name of Jesus. Men or women, Jezebel spirits that would try to control these pastors and manipulate them and say that they hear from God too. That's what happened to Aaron and Miriam concerning Moses. They said, well, we hear from God too. You're no better than we are. But Father God, I know that you have raised up mighty men and women across this nation to lead churches. And may they have people that will follow them And may these churches during this Christmas season honor their pastors and their family, not only the pastors, but the pastors' children. In Jesus' name, we pray for honor to whom honor is due, in the name of the Lord. And Father God, we pray today for churches all across America that are praying with us here on the BPN radio network. And I'd like to just call some of these churches in prayer. Just to recognize some of the 950 churches that are praying with us all across the land. Remember, if your church or your city is not praying, you go to letspraymerica.com. No apostrophe there, just letspraymerica.com. And you sign up your church and say, well, I'm representing my church in prayer. So I believe that there may be one or more in every one of these congregations that are praying. So you can do that. Sign up, and you immediately will be on your church will be on the prayer list. We welcome Third River Fellowship in Miles City, Montana. And we welcome a Family Life Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we welcome St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wayne, Nebraska. We welcome Northfield Baptist Church in Livingston, New Jersey, and Broad Street Baptist in Mount Holly, New Jersey, Axe Church in Waco, Texas. We welcome Truth Foundation Church in White Settlement, Texas. Restoration Church of God in Roswell, New Mexico, as well as Gateway Church International. We welcome the Ferdinand's Church in Corning, New York. We also welcome First Assembly of God in Carmel, New York. We welcome Yorktown Assembly of God in Yorktown Heights, New York. Emmanuel Baptist Church in Hayes, Virginia. We welcome the Temple Baptist Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and Greenbrier Church in Chesapeake, Virginia. We welcome Red Oak Church in Andrews, North Carolina. We welcome Bethel Emmanuel Church in Bladenboro, North Carolina. We welcome Westgate Church in Edmonds, Washington, as well as City Calvary Chapel in Edmonds, Washington. We welcome Life Center Church in Tacoma, Washington, and Ranger United Methodist Church in Murphy, North Carolina. We give a shout out to these churches, and we welcome these churches that are praying with us all across America. Journey Church in Rutland, Vermont. Journey Church in South Royalton, Vermont. We welcome Journey Church in East Bethel, Vermont. And we welcome Trinity Fellowship Church in Wichita Falls, Texas. First Assembly of God Church, Wichita Falls, Texas. And we want to welcome also the New Beginnings Church in Lone Jack, Missouri, as well as Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia, Missouri. We want to welcome the Prophetic Church in San Antonio, Texas, as well as Faith United Methodist Church in Richmond, Texas. We welcome First Lutheran Church in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and Walloon Community Church in Walloon Lake, Michigan. We want to welcome these churches all across America. The Healing Place in Shreveport, Louisiana. We welcome that church, as well as the Church of the Hills in Kerrville, Texas. We welcome New Covenant Church in Humble, Texas, Grace Church in Humble, Texas, and we welcome the One Life Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as Trinity Church in Alexandria. We welcome the Quest Church in Lexington, Kentucky, as well as the Heartland Assembly of God in Ankema, Iowa, churches all across America. Why don't you pray for your church right now and your pastor? Would you do it right now? Lord, we pray for these congregations all across America and these pastors on this Sunday, this Lord's Day, in Jesus' name. And we pray today for people across America that are around the world that are listening to this BPN radio network. We pray for those that do not have a home church. They do not have a pastor that knows their name, that prays for them. That if they get in trouble, they can call, or if they need someone to marry them or bury a member of their family, they can call them. Lord, we need pastors, shepherds, not just someone in name only, but someone that shepherds their congregation, that they can call on, that they can touch, in Jesus' name. So we pray for the church today, and we pray for the unchurched, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, we pray, would you agree with me right now as we pray for a thousand prayer centers in America, led by 1,000 prayer leaders? And you must understand that there are different places that you can have a prayer center. It may be in your church, but it may be in your neighborhood, your campus, your business, on Main Street. But there's a prayer center, and we're going to start sending out a weekly prayer outline. You don't have to go exactly by that prayer outline, but you have a prayer. You lead a prayer group that prays for 1 hour. I'm not asking you to pray for 1 hour a day, because this is a prayer group. You might want to do that as an individual. But as a prayer group, you're praying for 1 hour a week. You're gathering 1 hour a week. And if you want to sign up as a prayer leader, having a prayer team, and you can list the location of your prayer center, or if it may be a private place where you're just inviting a select group of people to come and pray, but it's in your city. So I believe in God for 1,000 cities to pray until we have revival. Folks, this is serious stuff now. We cannot treat our situation, our times, as business as usual, just saying, well, everything is going to be okay. No, our Congress has just approved another $1 trillion. So we're another $1 trillion in debt as a nation. And that means that one day, we know that we're going to have to pay the piper. They're going to come demanding a return. So we must pray. We must pray. And thank you for being a part of the BPNradio.com, the Breakout Prayer Network. And for more information concerning this prayer network, you can go to BPNradio.com, or you can go to Let's Pray America.com. or you can go to youngpreachers.net. That's youngpreachers.net. We're calling for young people all across America to preach to their generation. And this is a very valuable website. And if you're a young person, you can become a part of that network. So, wow, we're busy. We're busy. We appreciate your contributions to Breakout Prayer Network and your prayers. We're believing that in the next few days we're going to hit the 1,000 mark in churches praying with us. So thank you so much. Remember that I'm going to be back at this same time tomorrow or anytime, and I appreciate you praying with me today. You have a great day, and God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.